I want to make an announcement, a special announcement. Victor Freeman tomorrow. That's going to be on Deja Vu 3530. Okay. I'm going to leave that there. And the reason why is because this channel could easily get clipped. I'm being shadow banned. I'm being attacked like crazy by Spotify and everything else. So what I'm going to do, there's a lot of deep subjects that I want to get into, but it would interfere with my normal show over here. So I'm taking up the William Jerome Morrow 1290. I'm going to take that up here on this side so I can keep this channel alive and deal with the news and trafficking and government corruption and even getting into the satanic cults and everything else. But there's some real deep subjects that I want to get into that I won't get into here. Okay, that's going to be over on the Jamaro side. Deja Vu. And it's the last time I'm going to talk about it. The last time I'm even going to mention it. So just to let you know that, that's what this is. This is the final change. I'm doing this to keep this separated because there's some really, really deep subjects that I want to dive into that I can't dive into over here. All right, so I'm going to completely separate it. Just understand, I'm telling you why I'm doing it. It's up to you. You can go over there to Jamaro 3530 Deja Vu, and you can see what I'm doing over there, or you can stay over here. It's up to you. You can do both. But this is the one and only announcement. I'm telling you, I'm going by William Jerome Morrow. I'm going to leave it there. I'm doing this to completely separate the two worlds, right? So I can continue to do the podcast because I almost stopped. I almost said to hell with it. Because I wanted to get into some things, but I knew I couldn't, right? But Victor Freeman Jamaro, still there, but it's on the other side. It's over there on Jamaro 3530, Deja Vu, okay? So just to let you know, give you a heads up, this is the reason for the change. It's to keep this broadcast, this podcast alive. All right, so let's have another moment of honesty here. This is old news, but I just wanted to talk about it real quick. Ice Cube was going into the gatekeepers, right? And he was saying he's not a gatekeeper. And that's cool, you know, that's fine and dandy. But, you know, I tend to not agree with that. He may not be a gatekeeper per se, and he may not be a part of the club per se, but he didn't get to where he got to without going through some doors, okay? Ice Cube is not just a millionaire, he's a multimillionaire. And though it may be true that they may be blocking his big three league, and maybe the NBA was told to not promote it anymore like they used to, the fact of the matter remains that you don't get to where Ice Cube has gotten to without some sort of negotiations, I'll put it that way, right? It just doesn't happen. It just doesn't. I don't know what he did to get there or how or whatever. You know, I just don't trust it. Maybe it's possible somebody could slide in there, slip in there, and maybe he didn't do what some have done, you know, like sacrifice or some Fruity Pebbles type shit. But he did something. Something happened. He might not be a complete sellout, but he had to, you know, give up something to get to where he got to. Now, that being said, he's going on, I guess you can say these different podcasts, and he's talking about how he feels about woke media and the gatekeepers, and he's talking about his stance against the mandates, the vax mandates of 2021, how he turned down, I believe it was $9 million to do a movie, because they said everyone participating in the movie had to take the vax, they had to take the shot. And he said he's not taking it. He turned it down, which is fine. Again, that shows character. Some people can make the argument and say, well, he doesn't need the $9 million. He's already filthy rich, which that's true. But you never know, you know, he could use another $9 million. Who couldn't? Who couldn't, right? So I'm saying that to say this. Cube is in a very dangerous spot. Regardless of whether or not he sold out, I don't think he's a gatekeeper. There's a difference between being a gatekeeper and somebody that sold out. A gatekeeper is someone that stops other people from entering in to the club. Okay, so that would be someone like Jay-Z, right? When Chris Brown had that situation with Rihanna, whatever happened, I'm not going to argue with you. Some people feel like Chris Brown went mad and lost his shit. And some people feel like Rihanna was probably the one at fault. But when that incident happened, I believe it was Jay-Z that, you know, basically said, you know, Chris Brown isn't invited. You know, I remember it was some award show and Jay-Z was like, if Chris Brown's going to be there, I'm not going to be there. So he was on that type of shit, right? That's what you call gatekeeping. And that's a low level, small, minor example, if you will, of what gatekeeping is, but it's an example nonetheless. So basically, Jay-Z, with his power and his influence, you know that these award shows, these music award shows, want Jay-Z there. Just having him there makes the award show more valuable. The presence of Jay-Z makes it not watch for people like me, but for some, right? For many, actually. So he knows that. And he knows that by him saying, if Chris Brown isn't going to be there, I'm not going to be there. What does that do? That puts pressure on them to block out Chris Brown. And to block out Chris Brown from a lot of other things as well. A lot of the venues, you know, even probably tours. Because that word gets around that Jay-Z said no Chris Brown. So then that makes other people who want to do business with Jay-Z afraid to do business with Chris Brown. Right? Because they feel like if they do business with Chris Brown, they can't do business with Jay-Z. And you know whose side they're picking. That is an example of a gatekeeper. Somebody that just that just sold out. And somebody that just sacrificed something, gave up something, whether it be a loved one or a friend or whatever, they did something, whether they did the weirdo shit, you know, bending over the table to get in, to get into the club, that is. That is all a part of getting, you know, just getting your part or getting your feet in the door. Some people have to continuously do these things in order to stay on top, right? To stay relevant. So just because Cube isn't a gatekeeper doesn't mean he didn't sell out. In some way, shape, or fashion. I don't know which way that is. I don't know. There was a lot of suspicions. Well, you know, just the death of Eazy-E was weird. You know? Who knows? That might have been a sacrifice for many. You got me? I'm just saying. I'm not saying he did. I'm just saying. You know, somebody from the NWA had to go. So, Cube, I went on a tangent a little bit here, and I missed what I was about to say, so let me bring it back. Cube is in a dangerous spot now because his rap career is over. He's not podcasting. He's not really influential like that. Yeah, he got the big three. He's a big name. He show up to a Lakers game. Of course, they're going to pan the camera and show him. But so was DMX. You see what they did to him? He had to go bye-bye. Right? So Cube is in the most dangerous position you can be in. Oh, and then he did that whole what was it called? It was some kind of he presented Trump with a Black America plan or something like that. Black American agenda. He took that to Trump, and you know that was a no-no. This was back in 2020. That was a no-no. Matter of fact, 50 Cent, as much of a gangster as he's supposed to be, Chelsea Handler, his ex-girlfriend, told him he's not allowed to vote for Trump because he's a Black guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that really happened. Some of you may have forgotten. I didn't. She literally said that I have to talk to him. I have to remind him that he's Black. So that's how these people think about you, right? You're nobody. You're a piece of shit. So he already bucked up. I'm talking about Ice Cube. He already bucked up against the system just by talking to Trump and the Republicans, right? Because the Democrats are supposed to own the Black vote. But then he went as far as to buck up against the vaccine mandates. And now he's speaking out against it. Here it is 2 years later after the mandates, and he's speaking out against it and talking about what he went through and yada, yada, yada. And he's exposing the gatekeepers. And that's a very dangerous position to be in for someone who's not producing anything anymore. Meaning the elites. See, there's a reason. Okay, I'll put it like this. There's a reason why people try to stay relevant in that space, in Hollywood, in media, whether it be music or whatever. They try to stay relevant because when you're no longer valuable to the elites, you know what happens? You go bye-bye. Yeah. You go bye-bye now. You're no longer of use. You're no longer of service. They no longer need you. And God forbid you try to own your masters like, or your catalog like Michael Jackson did. I believe he bought the Beatles catalog. Their publishing or their catalog. I believe he bought their catalog. So here you are, Ice Cube, talking shit, talking about the gatekeepers and the powers that be and what you think gonna happen. What you think gonna happen? You're expendable. you're probably worth more to them gone. I'll use the word gone instead of the D word. You're probably worth more to them gone, no longer with us, than you are alive. That sounds mean, right? I know people are so sensitive nowadays. I'm just speaking the truth. This is how the game go. It's a deadly game. It's fucked up, I know. But that's the way it is. This is why you shouldn't want to be like these celebrities. Like these goddamn rappers and these singer, these R&B singers and these whatever, country singers or whoever. Shouldn't want to be like them. You don't know what kind of deals they made in the background. You don't know what they may have had to do just to get on the front pages of these websites, right? Or to be talked about so much. Because the elites control the media. They control the news feed. So if you see someone constantly in the news, they're constantly in the news, especially if they... You know, they're adored and getting good coverage and, oh, don't we just love Beyonce's outfit? Or don't we just love, what's the other one? You know, some of these other chicks that are just, Taylor Swift. And they say that she's the daughter of Anton LaVey's wife. Anton LaVey was the head of the Satanist church. And if you look at his wife, she looks just like Taylor Swift. So some people are saying, oh, you know, I don't know. It's a weird world. It's a crazy world we live in. But Q, no pun intended, might want to chill. Because we could be saying R.I.P. Ice Cube soon. And you might think I'm overthinking it or reaching or whatever. If you listen to the podcast that Cube has been on, all of them, because he's been on a couple of them. I believe he's been on Rogan. He was on Bill Maher. I believe there's another one. He's been on a different podcast. Talking, and if you listen to the way he talks, he sounds nervous. Not bitch boy nervous, not like he's a bitch, but he's careful with his words, and he sounds a little nervous. Like he don't want to say the wrong thing, and there's a reason for that. Don't believe me? Just go look at a little bit of it. You can tell. He knows he has to be careful. So Nicki Minaj made a funny but not so funny. She posted about this AI cloning. Right? This AI cloning, a lot of you have already seen this. These rappers are getting their voices taken. people are using their voice through AI technology. And using these deep fakes and everything else. And Nicki, a matter of fact, let me get this. This is from Indie 100. It says, Nicki Minaj hopes the internet gets deleted after seeing AI cloning conspiracy of herself. And this goes into the danger of this artificial intelligence. And I told you a long time ago it was going to lead to this. Right? What they did, what the powers that be did, was they got everyone hooked on their little technology, got everybody all thinking it's cool. But now we see how far they've come. And it's actually much further along or advanced than what they're showing you. You best believe they're going to be using this to frame people at some point in the future. But I do want to get back to the article because I want to talk about what Nicki is
freaking out about. It says here, Nicki Minaj hilariously called for the whole internet to be deleted after sharing a clip from ITV's deepfake Neighbor Wars. Okay, so they did a deepfake of her. And it says on Sunday, July 9th, the Barbie girl rapper took to Twitter with a snippet from the show. It says the clip shows an AI version of Minaj and her husband, Tom Holland. Upon arriving from their honeymoon, they found an intruder in their living room, Mark Zuckerberg. It says it plays on an internet rumor that joked Minaj and Holland were dating and expecting a baby in 2019. At the time, the actor joked to Esquire, "This actually really stressed me out. And then I realized I've never met Nicki Minaj. So that was a big relief for me because I'm not ready to have kids." But this is what she wrote. She wrote, "Help, what in the AI shape-shifting cloning conspiracy theory is this? I hope the whole internet gets deleted." And it says, meanwhile, fans were left in hysterics with one writing, "I just know you was cracking up laughing." Some shared their concerns regarding deep fakes. "It's crazy. All this computer shit is going too far. Kind of scary, honestly." Yeah, no shit. But it just goes to show you how stupid people can be because they don't realize where this is heading. They still think it's a joke. It's not a joke. It is not a joke. They're going to use this technology to frame people. Hell, it could be me one day. Take my goddamn voice and make me say some weird shit that I never said. They may have it already. You won't be able to trust anything in the future. And if you don't believe me, go look at Biden's skin mask. Okay? That's all you got to do. Look at Elon Musk's skin mask. Look at the technology. Look at the advanced skin mask that they have. Okay? They look so real. They look so real. But then beyond that, these deep fakes. Someone played a... It was a diss record. Some of you may know of this little beef between Jim Jones and Jim Jones and Pusha T. This rap beef, and someone played a artificial intelligence version of Pusha T dissing Jim Jones back, and sounded real. I heard a Nas track that was artificial intelligence. It was AI generated. And I swear to you, and I've listened to Nas for years, but you know, if I wasn't really paying attention, I would have swore that was really Nas. This is where we are in 2023. Now imagine 2027. Okay? Just imagine. I'm telling you, it's coming. You're going to see arrest, false arrest, and people are going to have to go through like stages of proving that they didn't say what they said or they didn't do what it appears that they did. These deepfakes are going to get outrageous. They're using deepfakes right now in Russia and Ukraine. This asshole, Zelensky, has been caught on green screen several times pretending like he was in a war zone or he was, you know, in Kiev. But you could, if you have eyes to see, you can see it that, you know, he was, you know, in front of a green screen. I can see it, but the average dumb dipshit, he can't see it. You know, that's a conspiracy theory to you idiots out there, you morons. And then they say, oh, Mauro, why do you insult people so much? It's because you people are stupid. If you're agreeing with me, then you know, you're good. You're not the stupid one. You understand. But if you're sitting there picking your nose, trying to figure out why I say people are stupid, chances are I'm talking to you. You got to be an idiot not to know that Joe Biden is wearing a goddamn skin mask. They say he's using, plastic surgery and he's gotten his face done. Yeah, that could be true too. Both things are true. I wouldn't be surprised if he wasn't ever here since 2019, but I'll leave it there. But Nikki has spoken out before. I remember when she spoke out against the mandated vax. And, you know, of course, mainstream media attacked her like crazy. And she was like, look, I just want to have an open, honest discussion about this. I want to discuss what I put in my body. And they were like, no, you are crazy. You know, they were trying to call her crazy and everything else. But she's always been pretty outspoken. I don't agree. I don't like her lifestyle. I know she's sold out. You know, she plays that demon character, Roman, which is definitely going into the Roman gods. And Roman was an actual, if I remember correct, Roman was a character of sorts who was like a child molester. And it's been weird. You know, people have questioned why Nikki, you know, her brother, in jail for allegedly either raping or molesting someone, both. And then her husband or ex-husband, I forget his name. Excuse me. I can't keep up with these celebrities and keep up with real world at the same time. Kenneth something, I can't remember. I believe it was her ex-husband, maybe. I don't know if she's still married to this dude. But he went to jail for rape. And people were like, why is it that you are always associated with people, you know, that are guilty of sex crimes? As a matter of fact, I did do a show on this about 3 years ago. That's why I'm bringing this show back. Moment of honesty. I'm bringing it back. Mainly so I can keep up with this type of shit. But I don't agree with a lot of shit that she do, but she is outspoken. And I'll give her that. She is, you know, hopefully she's aware of what's coming down the pipe with this artificial intelligence. It's no joke, man. It's not a laughing matter. I'm telling you, people are running scams right now. In case you haven't heard, they're using artificial intelligence. They're taking people's voices, calling their grandparents or their mom and saying, oh my God, help. I need money. This is such and such. I need money. I've been kidnapped. And the only way that I'm going to get money is, the only way I'm going to be free is you have to send money. You know, or they'll say, you know, this is such and such. They'll call someone's parents and say, this is Katie and I'm stuck over here in whatever place and I have no way to get back home. Please send money. And people are getting scammed. This is really happening. This is happening for real. But again, I go back to it from the beginning. This is intentional. This was on purpose. Order out of chaos. What are they going to use this for? They're going to use this as a way to say, oh my God, the internet is out of control. Artificial intelligence is taking over. We've got to censor you more. We've got to restrict your online habits. Right? We've got to crack down on internet security. We got to make it more secure. They're going to purposely allow this type of shit to happen so that you dum-dums will go, well, they got to do something. Huh? They have to do something. Don't you see all this internet thievery? Don't you see all of these deep fakes? Don't you see all the shit that's happening? And then your dumbass would, you'll be sitting there going, plucking your goddamn nose again, finger up nose like an idiot, right? Scratching your ass, finger up nose. Talking about, well, Mauro, what do you expect them to do? What do you think they should do? Stop running false flags. How about that shit? That's what they could do, but they won't. They're going to use this shit as an opportunity to crack down on the internet and create Internet 3.0. And you will have to sign in via your identity, probably a fingerprint or something like that. Okay, and that's all going to be tied into the CBDC, digital currency system. So basically what I'm saying is they want this out there, right? They want the big scare out there, which is true. It is really scary. So, you know, that's the kicker to it all. It really is a scary situation because these deep fakes are real. Real fake, but still, the threat of it is real, right? And it could get someone in some serious trouble. So I could see that happening. I could see some sort of false flag situation where it'll be mainstream news. It'll be mainstream media. It'll be some politician or something. They'll use a deep fake to say that this politician did something they didn't do, and they get arrested, and then they're going to say, oh my God, we have really got to crack down on internet security. Because since the Obama administration, what's this guy, Eric Holder, he wanted to crack down then, but they saw that they couldn't do it. The timing wasn't right. And like I always say, they have their cards. They always have their cards. And they don't play their cards right away. They look, they see what card to play next. They game plan, they strategize which card to throw down next. So just because they didn't do it during the Obama administration, they didn't do it during the Obama, excuse me, the Trumpy administration. It's not Trump, it's Trumpy over here, okay? They didn't do it over the Trumpy administration. It doesn't mean that they're not going to do it. They're still going to create their Internet 3.0. Okay? Where they're going to make it very, very difficult. They're going to probably give you an allotted time to be on the Internet. You can only be on the Internet for this amount of time. And some of you dumb-dumbs will go, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We shouldn't be on the Internet that much anyway. Right? Stupid people might actually say that. But the thing is, it's not about whether or not people are spending too much time on the internet. It's about them dictating to you and taking away your rights. But nevertheless, you get the point. The Trump calls DeSantis a globalist. This is interesting. Coming from Salon, says Trump calls DeSantis a globalist sellout during a campaign event in Iowa. Most of you probably heard about this already. Says during a Farmers for Trump campaign event in Iowa on Friday, the former president, hoping to have a shot at a non-consecutive second term amidst a slew of legal battles, railed against 2024 hopeful Ron DeSantis, calling him a globalist sellout. And I think that that's funny as hell. I say this, Trump and DeSantis are playing both sides. They're playing,
They're playing like they hate each other, but they're both on the same team, whether that be for good or for bad. Some people say that they're both white hats. You need to look up what a white hat is. And they're just, you know, playing their role. And there's some people look at them as both bullshit artists. And I tend to lean on the latter until I see something different. I'm an independent. I don't give a shit. I want to see action. I want to see things done. It's hard to call DeSantis a globalist, which he probably is, but then you turn around and you're the father of the shot, okay? You're the father of the vaccine you claim to be. Now, people are saying that he did that for optics, whatever. I don't care. But I just think that that's pretty funny that Trump would call him a globalist when he was surrounded by globalists during his entire time in office, during his term, his first term. But he says here in the quote, it says he would be a catastrophe for farmers of Nebraska and Iowa and any place else, Trump said in a quote obtained from Newsmax. He has been fighting for years. Don't forget, he was a congressman to kill every single job supported by the by this very important industry. Says he furthered elsewhere in his address to the crowd, ending the renewable fuel standard was one of his top priorities as a member of Congress. If he had his way, the entire economy of Iowa would absolutely collapse. It says, pounding his point, he compared his own agricultural efforts to those of DeSantis, saying, DeSantis, that's what he calls him, DeSantis, he usually calls him DeSanctimonious, but he says here in a quote, DeSantis sided with the communists in China, I sided with the farmers in America. All right, so there you go. That's Trumpy being Trump, the great distraction while the New World Order collapses the entire society moralistically, financially, in every way possible. While they completely collapse everything, you have your nice side show, your stage show, your WWE bullshit, Trump versus DeSantis. So there you go. Are you not entertained? By the way, Trump recently, this is about a couple of months ago, and I talked about this, he bragged about wanting to build these things, something called freedom cities, which was supposed to be a counter to the 15-minute cities. And I'm saying to myself, how do you people not see what's going on here? What the hell is a freedom city? So what are the rest of the cities? Right. It was brought out some years ago that one of the main plans of the globalists was to split the United States up. It was supposed to, because, you know, it's divide and conquer. Right. They were supposed to split the country up. They had a map showing which states were going to be what. Right. So they wanted to literally divide it. So you're going to have your liberal cities, your 15-minute cities, and Trump's going to have your freedom cities, right? Which that's all playing right into the globalist hands. You might say, well, that's a good thing. You know, we're going to have something different from what the rest of, but it's still playing right into it. It's moving along with the 2030 agenda, whether you realize it or not, this is the game that's being played, right? They're getting you to go along with the idea of splitting things up in America. What's this guy? Damn, I can't think of his name offhand. Oh, man. Anyway, he used to go on Alex Jones' show all the damn time. I can't think of his name offhand. God damn it. to come back to me. Anyways, but he said he supposedly was like some kind of military intelligence or CIA, something like that. It'll come to me. Damn. But he openly said that, you know, the United States needed to be split up. And he talked about killing the Constitution, right? So this is what's happening at the moment. They're creating this chaos so they can say, oh, no, everything's chaotic. Everything's so crazy and out of control. We need to change everything. This is the Great Reset. Whether you realize it or not, this is the Great Reset. So what I believe is that you have the left with their crazy shenanigans and their crazy pronouns and misgendering and this weird shit that they're doing over here. And over on the right, they're playing the role of the good guys or the heroes. But at the same time, what people don't realize is that the actual goal is to split up the United States. 15-minute cities versus freedom cities. It's still working into the hands of the globalist elites, because what does that do? That creates a divide. That's where the conquer comes in at. You have to think about what I'm saying. You need controlled opposition. You need that in order for the plan to work as well as it's working right now. You need the idea of someone standing for you so you don't stand for yourself, if you get what I'm saying, right? So what did people do the whole time during the lockdowns? They sat back and they watched Trump. What is he going to do? Instead of people saying, to hell with this, we're going to go out. We don't care. Trump was right there to tell people, look, you know, we got to do what we got to do. And people obeyed, right? Back in the day, there would have been all hell breaking loose if you tried to lock down this country. There's no way in hell. You got to think about what his job is. So I'm going to lose a lot of people by saying that, but the truth is the truth, you know. You know, we got to have moments of honesty. We just got to be honest about things and keep it real. You know, keep it real, man. Keep it 100. It is what it is. It's a game of divide and conquer, and a lot of you people are falling for it unknowingly. You don't realize it. You don't realize it. The left's job is to act as crazy as they possibly can, to just go batshit crazy with all kinds of stupid shit. Like I said, the pronouns and the misgendering and the changing children's their gender, giving them hormone blockers and all of this craziness. Of course, that's going to drive people over to the other side. Right? And people will accept whatever the other side has to offer. You get it? And that's the point. That's the point. Because think about it. Prior to all of this madness that the left has brought to you, to your TV screen, and to your daily lives, prior to that, you wouldn't accept no damn freedom city. You would say, what the hell is that? You would say, I'm in the United States of America. I'm supposed to do whatever the hell, be able to do whatever the hell I want to do. What the hell is a freedom city? So then what does that make the rest of America? You get it? I hope you get where I'm going with it. But people are too emotionally attached to their favorite politicians. That's why this shit is able to fly. It's able to fly because people are too emotionally attached. Once you remove your emotions and you become a free and independent thinker, you can look and you can see and you can game plan right? You can see how the game plan, right? How it was outlined. You can tell what moves they're making and how they're trying to push people over to the controlled opposition, which is the right. Remember during the Bush administration, I'm talking about George W. Bush, the left was the controlled opposition, right? Remember that. The left was the controlled opposition because Bush was war, those two wars, weapons of mass destruction that wasn't there. He fucked the economy up. Excuse my language. You know, it is what it is. You had the Occupy Wall Street thing going on. Look that up if you don't remember. You had foreclosures all over America, the housing crisis. You had all of that. And the left was the opposition to that. The left was calling out the madness on the right because the right was pro-war, right? Now what they've done is they've flipped it because the left was nothing but controlled opposition. So they got all those people to move over to the left at that time. Right. You had a lot of Republicans saying, well, you know, I've been a Republican my whole life, but I don't agree with these two unjustified wars and Bush tanking the economy and the housing crisis. And so a lot of people moved over to the left just for the left to go batshit crazy. Right. Lockdowns, forced masks, forced vaccines. Like I said, what they're doing with the children. But some of those people that are over there, they still believe that that's the party of freedom. They think that the left is anti-fascism because that's what they remember. Okay, so now they're doing it in reverse. They're doing the same damn thing all over again. They're just playing a game. It's a mental game that they're playing with you. Either way, no matter who gets in office, Agenda 2030 will keep moving forward. It will keep trucking along because they don't give a shit about any of this political theater. What they care about is Agenda 2030.